Over the weekend, things heated up in Syria. In the southern city of Deraa, crowds burned down a headquarters of the country's ruling Ba'ath Party. Troops fired on demonstrators and four people were killed, according to Khaled Owais. He's the Damascus bureau chief for Reuters. We reached him earlier today on Skype.
Today was a significant day because for the first time in 4 days of unrest, the protests spread in southern Syria into the Hauran Plain, which is between Jordan and Damascus. We had protests in three more towns surrounding the main city of Deraa and Hauran, with basically the same pattern, hundreds of protesters chanting for freedom and demanding an end to corruption, and even having slogans in solidarity with the main city of Deraa, where this sudden protest erupted 4 days ago.
Take us back to the roots of those protests. Why now and why in this part of, of southern Syria, in Deraa?
Yeah, I mean, I think it took a spark. Deraa is a pretty unique place in that it's agricultural, but at the same time, there is a big weight on tribes and on reputations and on big families. And once you had the revolt sweeping the Arab world, there was sort of an effect in Deraa, especially among the young, who started writing graffiti on the walls, denouncing the government, demanding freedom, and using the same slogans they've heard on televisions and on radios that were chanted by millions in Egypt and Tunisia and even in neighboring Jordan. So the authorities overreacted, I think, and they came down hard.
The Syrian authorities had detained 15 schoolchildren who had written slogans on walls. What's happened to those schoolchildren?
They released them today, but I think too late. And I think this is what we saw before in other countries in the Arab Middle East, such as Yemen, or even Egypt. The rulers would react too late. You know, they would have years, or in some cases in Syria or in Egypt, or in Tunis, decades, to take steps to placate the population as far as politics.
What are the protesters in southern Syria demanding? What are they chanting as they're marching in the streets?
Yeah, they're very, let's say, measured in what they are chanting. They want Syria has been, I mean, the southern region, the influence of the security apparatus, the what we call here al-mukhabarat, or the secret police, has been growing, and they've been interfering in everything. I don't think you, at one point, I don't think you can go to the toilet in Deraa without having a permission from the secret police. And people got ticked off with this. Now, the secret police in Deraa is headed by a cousin of President Bashar al-Assad. So, and they are not demanding the removal of Bashar, but one thing they are sure demanding is the removal of his cousin. So we can say their demands are specific, but they also go at the heart of the Syrian system.
How do you expect the regime of Bashar al-Assad to respond? There had been sort of overtures made to the protesters. How do you expect him to respond now?
Yeah, I mean, we saw the first response, which has been the killing of four protesters, plus a child actually died today from inhaling tear gas. So I think now they've scaled back their use of force, but you have huge presence of the army units, police in that region, and all of them are carrying AK-47s. And their hand is on the trigger. So while they're allowing the protests to go ahead, potential for miscalculation is immense.
Khaled Owais is a reporter with Reuters in Damascus. Mr. Owais, thank you very much.
You're most welcome.